Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, sordid bad guys, people that try to break into our computers, all you guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. How are you doing today? It is Saturday. It is absolutely beautiful here in the state of Minnesota. We have 70. What is the temperature today, Sam? 79 degrees here in the state of Minnesota. So we can say goodbye to snow for a while and say hello to Minnesota.
I mean, like, Minnesota 79. I mean, granted, it's not like Arizona's 99, but we're very thankful for it up here.
And we're going to be there in just a moment, too. Actually, on Monday, we're going to be rocking Arizona for the next couple, the next couple days. Once we get out there, we're going to be doing, what, 7 tea parties?
Yeah, about 7 tea parties. You got it.
One of the biggest tea parties out there, which is Red Mountain Tea Party in Mesa, Arizona. We're going to be there on
May 5th. Wednesday, May 6th, and then we're going to be at the Glendale Grassroots Tea Party on Tuesday, May 5th.
So if you guys are in Arizona, do check it out. We're going to be there, and we would love to meet you. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook pages, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, and or Bradley Dean. We got a couple hundred thousand people interacting, friends, fighting for the posterity in which has been bestowed upon them by a just and a holy God. So praise God for that. We also want to let you know, if you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. BradleyDean1. And the phone lines are going to be open for the next 2 hours, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I want to give a shout-out really quick. I know over the last couple of weeks, we've got about 7 brand-new affiliates across the country, and we just wanted to give you a shout-out and say thank you. And we also want to acknowledge the new ones. Well, we just got picked up by another one yesterday, which is WTIS 1110 AM in Tampa, Florida. WTIS 1110 AM Tampa, Florida. We just picked up about 3 million more listeners. So in saying that again, friends, we just appreciate your trust, and to all the affiliates that are picking us up and the radio stations that are picking us up, we're high-fiving you right now. So this is how we do it. We stand up, and folks, what we need right now is we need answers. We don't need any more debate. We don't need any more gutting the pith and marrow out of the rights that God has bestowed upon us. It's time to stand up and fight for them and say enough is enough as to what's going on in this country. Folks, I also wanted to let you know, too, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we also want to let you know, friends, that we're not just a bunch of paper tigers writing columns across the country on a weekly basis. We do that. We're on over 40 columns and affiliates across the United States of America, WND, Freedom Outpost, Western Journalism, and the such, and 37 others. And we appreciate that. And we're on the radio 6 days a week across the country and as well in 53 other countries. And, folks, this isn't what we're all all about. In other words, let me say it this way. It's not all we do. We're looking for more to do. The Great Commission is to go out and preach the gospel to all of the world. And payday for us is to actually be out there with the people. Because, again, we're not paper tigers, and it's not our claim to fame to be hiding behind a microphone talking big and bad. We want to be out there. We want to be seeking and saving that which is lost, because being with the people is the payday for this ministry. So we believe that there's a way to get to the other side of this. And we also know that the answer to America's dilemma is going back to the old past. By the way, which we're going to be talking about in just
today,
a couple minutes.
It'll be fun.
Friends, yeah, because we're going to go there today. We're going to go back to the 1930s, the 1940s, the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s. We're going to go back to the 1980s, and we're going to see what was it like back then. Now, for those that are still around that were in the 30s, please give us a call.
Oh, yeah.
We want to know. If we hit a nerve, we want you to call up and highlight what it is that we hit on, or what you could actually, well, expound, bring forth an opening, or paint a different picture for us. Bring to our understanding what it was like back in the 30s. And I want to give you that number one more time. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, all of last week, I've been just pounding the Saul Alinsky, the tactics. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick that up again on Monday as to what's been going on in Baltimore. It's just focused over the top. This is nothing new. This is all the political machine trying to create chaos so they can bring in a new order. And I'm sick of it. But you know what? You're not going to be able to deal with the enemy until you understand the tactics of the enemy. And so what we're going to do is we'll kick that back up on Monday again. But in the meantime, we're going to be back down to the old past in just a couple minutes here on the other side of the break. But before we do that, let's go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also wanted to let you know, friends, the individual that won the Joshua MK5 was from Rock Hill, South Carolina, Lori Workman. She won that MK5, that beautiful weapon that we had posted.
Lori's
on the
armed
Sons of
and dangerous.
Yeah, I just wanted to
I wanted
to make sure people got that, because I had people asking me throughout the week, who won that? She was from South Carolina, and her name is Lori Workman. So again, I'm almost afraid to go back to Facebook, because I got a feeling I'm going to be corrected on that. But I'm pretty sure it was South Carolina.
I'm looking
Rock
at
Hill.
That right now, actually.
Okay. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'll just go there just to make sure that I did get it right, because the last thing I want to do is be giving out the wrong states. No, looks like we're good.
Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's kind of hard, because we were literally, just a couple weeks ago, we were in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Washington, D.C. So literally, when you're just driving in a time span of, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes,
yes,
you could be going into North Carolina, back out into South Carolina, back in and out. I mean, you're literally, that's how close they are when you're right on the border like that. It's kind of like, okay, am I right in North Carolina or South Carolina?
I just talked to someone this morning, and I said, you're from South Carolina, right? He goes, nope, I'm right on the border, so I'm on North Carolina. On the side of the North Carolina.
Or it's weird because they'll work in North Carolina, and then they'll live in South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, you see that here in the state of Minnesota, where you get the point. I think everybody follows. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama's community organizing, bringing Marxists and Muslims together for the imposition. Isn't that interesting? We also seen, friends, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I seen a picture the other day of the homosexuals rallying together with the Muslims to stop hate. Been talking about that for a while, haven't we? Isn't it interesting how we on the Sons of Liberty Media talk about something, and before you know it, we're actually in the center of it? Yep, that's what's so cool about being a part of God's plan here, because the only prophet that can foretell is Jesus Christ. Just saying, folks. He's alive forevermore. He hasn't changed. If you don't hear, it's because you don't want to hear. And don't call yourself a believer if you don't believe that he still is alive, because I do. Obama's community organizing, bringing Marxists and Muslims together for the imposition of what? Martial law. They're attempting to bring in martial law. Well, we just seen the great tax evader, Al Sharpton himself, actually calling for giving all power and authority of local police over to federal police. Wow, is this coincidental, or is this all a part of their plan? Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, You can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
So here we go. Anytime you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to rock this. 1-866-233-0747. I'm doing the best that I can do to restrain myself from jumping all over what's going on here. But friends, again, I told you so. Everything is now beginning to transpire. Everything's beginning to come to the light as to what's going on. For example, going back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, Obama's community organizers bringing Marxists and Muslims together for the imposition of martial law. Notice how they're using people that are anti-American. See, these are the ignorant that have been raised up in America, or they're foreigners that have been raised up outside of America that they're using as provocateurs to bring about the imposition of martial law. Okay, this is what they've been attempting to do for a long time. This is what I'm talking about. This is easy to see, friends. When you know the Word of God and you know what the law says, you can always tell when a stick is crooked by laying a straight one next to it. It's really simple. These guys are criminals. End of story. There's nothing else I need to say. I don't need to add anything to that. They are criminals, exclamation, period. P-E-I or P-E-R-I-O-D. End of story, period. Okay? It's official. Police were ordered to stand down and let the protesters destroy. We heard the mayor say it out of her own mouth. Now, friends, I said last week that it's interesting when you look at her, it looks like she's on meds. She's disconnected. Her brain is disconnected from her heart. And I'm not saying that to be demeaning. She was not there. She was a ventriloquist. That's all she was. She's just playing the part. Her official mayoral capacity is there, but her brain is not. And again, I'm not saying that to be demeaning, friends. I am simply telling you that's the facts. She is not there. She is doing what she's told to do. Police were ordered to stand down and let the Baltimore riots rage out of control. Just listened to an interview yesterday with a Wisconsin police officer that was actually sent to Baltimore to help the police in Baltimore. The police in Baltimore said, we could have handled this, but we were told to stand down. I want to tell all you police officers one thing. You swore to uphold the same Constitution as those politicians did. And you are swearing an oath to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both domestic and foreign. That means in your backyard. If those that are in the hierarchy, as they might want to call themselves, the demigods, want to tell you to stand down from magnifying the laws against the crime, then you are still supposed to stand up against the crime by magnifying the law against their crime regardless, because you swore the same Constitution to uphold that Constitution, the enumerated laws of that Constitution. There is no excuse. I am so sick and tired of people saying, you know, we were just doing what we were told. Yeah, we heard a lot of that after Hitler killed off 12 million people.
That's exactly right.
Oh, we were just doing what we were told. Oh, as if to exempt themselves from the crimes that they themselves committed by taking orders from a man that didn't even pull the trigger. And it's the same thing that's happening in Baltimore right now. You police officers, a good portion of you guys rock. We stand behind you 100%. But you need to stand up against those that violate the law. See, and what the problem is, are the lawless at the top are now telling the police officers, the law enforcers, to commit lawlessness as well, just like themselves. And of course, what do you expect? What do you expect to happen there? This is contrived, friends. Interestingly enough, we have the same old narrative. Three cops, white cops, and three black cops were all charged. Three black and three white. Boy, we just keep getting down on that same old narrative, don't we? Three of the six cops are black, three white, another racial divisive narrative. Yep, divide and conquer, and they have the idiots that are playing into their hands. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Six Baltimore cops charged in death of Freddie Gray. Friends, it's interesting. Again, check out Freddie Gray's record. These are the same people that are calling for justice that have let this drug dealer, Freddie Gray, violate the law as a felon 18 times. And these are the people telling you that they're going to bring forth justice? They're incompetent, to say the least. They're trying to appease the people that they want to appease, to overthrow the laws that are established. By the way, the laws that they themselves are not magnifying. You do need to understand that. These are the criminals, the Al Sharptons. By the way, Al Sharpton is not going to go back to the federal government. Hey, folks, you better bet it's all planned out. They just want you to fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. They want you to play stupid, is what they want you to do. But Al Sharpton's now going to go back to the president that conspired along with his administration, everything that's taking place here now. Now he's going to go back and say, you know what, we need to federalize the police. We need to centralize power. Man, this sounds familiar. This sounds like what the Nazis did. This sounds like what the communists did. This sounds like what any dictator does. Of course it is. Don't magnify the law. And then when lawlessness prevails, then come in with a new force. Or centralize its power. So there's one person giving the order rather than the community police giving the order by following the rules of the Constitution, just like the judges. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Homeland Security, Citizenship, Examine Twist, First Amendment. Of course, folks, going over to the Homeland Security, folks, it's a pretended authority, just like the TSA. It's a violation of your Constitution. They don't even have a right to be there unless you don't know the difference. And if you don't know the difference, they're going to be there. That's why they're there. And just keep in mind, just a couple weeks ago, the Homeland Security chairperson came out and said that we're here for the plight of the Muslims. Wait a second, I thought the Homeland Security was put in place because of the Muslims. See, friends, if you don't think these things through, you're not going to understand what's going on. And that's why the Lord said in Isaiah 59, because there's no judgment, there's going to be no truth. And because there's no truth, there's going to be no equity. And there's only going to be confusion because you leave off of judgment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the modern provocateurs in Baltimore are nothing like the civil rights movement. We talked about that last week. Al Sharpton is a criminal. Friends, he owes over $4 million in back taxes. And yet he's getting a free rein, a free ride? And he's the spokesperson for the black folks? Hey, I want to say something, Mr. Al Sharpton. If it's really about black lives that matter so much, then why aren't you protesting this administration, who, by the way, the Attorney General Eric Holder, his wife, is a part of the money-making industry of mob money and blood money by the killing of the blacks and the Hispanics in the womb. If it's about black lives, then why are you not protesting the abortion industry? And Barack Hussein Obama, that has advocated the murder of the innocent over 242 times in the womb, because it's not about that. It's about taking these useful idiots like the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons and any other of these useful idiots that they are using, the Baltimore mayor, they're using them for their own demise. And I want to say it all the way up to Barack Hussein Obama, and Barry Satoro. You're one of the minions, too. You just haven't awakened to the fact yet. But America, what's terrible about it is that 315 million people are allowing the state-controlled media to spin this out through the spin doctors. It's all fabricated. It is all a lie. It is all contrived. They want to shift power. And the way to do that is to say the system doesn't work. The system works just fine. We just need to get back to the governments that God gave us so that system works by enforcing his government against people like this. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And I'm sick and tired of what I see out there, America. I'm sick and tired of them playing the same old card. They couldn't make anything out of George Zimmerman. Remember, they tried to say he was a white dude. Then they found out he was Hispanic. Well, that didn't work out for their narrative. So they had to change gears. Then they went to Ferguson. Well, we found out that was all contrived, too, because we found out what did take place is, yes, Michael Brown was shot. Yes, he was charging the police officer. Yes, the facts were on the side of the police officer that was defending himself. Yes, we found out that George Soros was spending millions of dollars as a provocateur as the state-controlled media went to parking lots in strip malls in Ferguson area and grabbed people in groups, put them behind themselves, and then began to talk about the riots. But the problem is we took it right to Ferguson. We talked to a pastor there, and he said, what you are seeing on national news through the state-controlled media is not the Ferguson I live in. Nope. It's the old, you take the pictures, I'll create the war through the state-controlled media. America, when are you going to get it? When are you going to say enough is enough? The state-controlled media is all bought and paid for. It's owned by 6 corporations, and they're all saying the same things at the same time. And what's terrible about it is everybody's complaining about Barack and Eric Holder and now Loretta Lynch and now the Baltimore mayor and now Al Sharpton, but the joke's on you! Folks, it's time to stand up and call their bluff and throw them in jail where they belong, every single one of them. Every single one of them. We're going to come back, folks. We are going to get to this. But
so
I'm going
much
to,
for not saying a word about it, right?
We're going to get to it, folks. Needful. These folks are incompetent.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know, I just was reading the book of Micah chapter 3. It says, "But truly I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob God's kids his transgression and to Israel his sin." The great sin here as to what's going on in this country, friends, are the American people are standing back and watching the debased criminals commit these crimes in the face of the people. And we've seen it over and over during the allotted time this criminal has had in the White House. And we see it from the likes of the Al Sharptons. Folks, you can't even take the guy serious. But I do want you to understand, though they are incompetent on enforcing law, you can't expect the devil to enforce the law. No, the devil tears down the law. That's why they call him the lawless one. But when you see his kids destroy city after city, and you see them contriving and fabricating and creating this chaos, and you continuously let them go, how can God just turn the other cheek? You know, and I I like this, folks. You know what? The Lord says, turn your other cheek. Yes, he does. But we only have two. After that, you're on your own. These guys have done it over 900 times, friends. Enough is enough. I mean, this Al Sharpton, this guy is a criminal. You know what's interesting, too, is we have another one of these black show hosts, as a matter of fact. You know, always talking about racism. And she was lecturing people on the issues of tax, and we found out that she's a tax fraud herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, yeah. You have the lawless talking about judgment and justice. And folks, they heat themselves judgment upon judgment and condemnation upon condemnation unto themselves, but we don't have to eat the pill. One of the great wonders to me, friends, is why a people, a nation, will follow the lead of one that's taking them straight to hell. And we've seen it because history teaches us that we've seen it over and over. But you know that our forefathers didn't tolerate that. They threw off corruption. They said no more. They said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. They said no to tyrants and they said yes to God. And day by day in this country, we see this happening. And folks, even the inside police force and these commissioners and these individuals like our friend out of Wisconsin, Sheriff David Clark, he said this is just the same case over and over and over again until they finally get the result that they want.
Yep.
And the result that they want, friends, is lawlessness. They want absolute power. And this is what they mean to bring about.
Yeah, I just have a quick point. I mean, you know, when you think about it, you know, okay, it's official. The police were ordered to stand down. What kind of message are you sending? And what are you trying to do? Obviously, you know what they're trying to do. But when you have lawless people being disobedient, doing things they shouldn't be doing, breaking the law violently, and our police officers who are supposed to uphold the law and supposed to bring justice upon evildoers and make sure that everyone else is safe, when they're ordered to stand down, what kind of message is that?
Well,
throughout the nation.
When the Baltimore mayor said to the American people that we need to give them their right to free speech
and their space
in protest,
to destroy.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
Okay, but they don't have the right to loot.
Nope.
They don't have the right to destroy. They don't have the right to assault the law. But see, we're under, friends, the American people have allotted another a criminal administration. We've allotted them, as some people have in this country, to attack our law. And so this shouldn't come as no surprise as to what's going on in Baltimore, Maryland, friends, especially when you look at his appointees. Look at his representation. What is he doing? Hey, folks, he's using America, enemies to capitalism, enemies to our Constitution, to enforce law. But again, friends, for 6 years, 7 years now, we have seen this from this administration on a daily basis. On a daily basis. By the way, here's another one, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before we get over to the old pass. Muslim congressman doesn't let Baltimore crisis go to waste, advances Marxist agenda. Now listen carefully. He'll prove my point for you. In the afterglow of the riots in Baltimore, Minnesota Democrat and Muslim Rep. Keith Ellison, by the way, he is a straight punk. He will not get on this radio show. And again, friends, I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. He seized on the anarchy to spew his communist socialist rhetoric, appearing on again the Fox appearing on CNN Thursday. Ellison claimed that the poor are getting poorer because the rich are getting richer. Well, let me say it this way: as long as the rich get richer, that means more jobs are available for the poor people that want to work. And I want to tell you something.
Yep.
I've been in ministry for 20 years. For years, 15 of those 20 years, we had street teams, six street teams across the five-state area. Folks, if these poor people wanted to work so bad, I'll tell you what, they had a prime opportunity to get a job. But you know what the bottom line was? They didn't want to work. And why is it that the likes of Ellison and this criminal administration are always talking about the poor and how bad they have it? This is America. You make out of yourself what you want to make out of yourself. What they're doing is they're trying to brainwash the people, and what they want to do is they want to take away from the rich to give to the poor, to take from the haves to give to the have-nots. He said, well, of course, excessive police officers and staggering unemployment go together. Wait a second. If government would get out of the position where they put themselves, they have no lawful position there in the first place, get out of the way, wouldn't be an unemployment problem in this country in the first place.
Exactly right.
But he said, because what we have done in the United States, as we have said, he said, that the affluent part of our society is going to demand more tax breaks. Now, keep in mind, friends, these folks, I don't know Keith Ellison's situation, but I do know Al Sharpton's situation and many others around this administration that have already been busted for tax evasion. Okay? Listen to what he says, his argument, that they always shoot themselves in the foot. They strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. He said that the affluent part of our society is going to demand more tax breaks, more wealth, more privilege, leaving less for the less fortunate. And the way we keep the less fortunate in control is through policing and prisons. By the way, the prison system is set up, the correctional institutions are set up for slave labor. This works for these people that are complaining about it. Okay, and I want to tell you how it starts. It starts in the education system. Now, I'm going to first go after the government. The government doesn't have any business whatsoever, it's a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, to educate anybody's kids. Okay? That's the state's business, not federal. And by the way, the states created the federal government. The federal government didn't create the states. I hope you heard what I said. But the federal government wants you to believe that they rule the roost when in fact they don't. They don't at all. But what happens is the American people sit back, they allow the government to indoctrinate our kids for 40 and 50 and 60 years, and then what happens, we get to these points like where we're at today, and then everybody's throwing their hands up in the air and say, why are there so many kids in prisons? Why are we having so much unemployment? Why are we having this, that, and the other thing? Wait a second, I want to say a couple things here. Well, first of all, governments, you are already reaping what you sowed because you're the ones that are illegally indoctrinating the kids in the first place. Okay? So if there's an education problem, it's what you're teaching the kids. America, you are not exempt because they're your kids that you're allowing them to do. We're all in this together. But isn't it interesting that he complains about through policing in prisons? Folks, we didn't even have police in this country up until 1856. There used to be something called the law. It would be a natural law where we would actually look out for each other in this country.
Mm-hmm. The Good Samaritan's law?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that? See, now what we do is we watch people be violated and we turn the other cheek. No, we don't. Hey, folks, greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brothers. We look out for each other. That's the love we need back in this country. But isn't it interesting? He's complaining about what they're guilty of. They're complaining about the very things that they're guilty of. Ellison stated, he said, you've got to make an investment, and our society has to decide we are going to pay the police and prisons to keep the poor out of control, or we're going to invest to include everybody in this economy. Wait a second. Friends, I want you to understand that these are the people, again, that are complaining about the problem. They're just playing you, friends, is all they're doing. These are the people that are stealing away your tax dollars and creating dependence upon the government that they're trying to create right now to work against the haves, to take away from the have-nots. Well, guess what, friends? They're already doing that without your permission. That's how you destroy an economy. That's how you destroy a people. And that's how you gain control. Ask Mao Zedong. He said it starts with one, investing in the infrastructure, investing in the educational opportunity there, raising minimum wage, make sure people can go to the doctor. Now he's advocating what? The unconstitutional Obamacare, read Article 1, Section 8. See, they're advocating everything that's un-American. And by the way, the one that's making the argument is the Muslim traitor to America in the first place that for some reason has been allotted a little time in Minnesota to represent the people in Minnesota. And by the way, after he won his seat in Minnesota here, it was said that through the FBI, they were shouting up and down the halls, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. This is who's complaining about your system of government, friends. The enemy within. Come on. Let's quit being diplomatic and start calling it for what it is. This is treason. And here you have CNN, who's been busted over and over and over and over and over again for fabricating news, contriving news, to try to give a narrative to the American people that is completely fabricated and untrue. Go online, go to YouTube, go to CNN, fabricates videos, and you will find a plethora of videos that come up. I don't need to say anything to you. You can watch them for yourself. Just to show you how far the state-controlled media has gone. And remember what I said during the first segment? They take the pictures, they create the war. Friends, they've taken it a lot further than that. A lot further than that. So that's all on the Sons of Liberty Media as well. But friends, again, I want you to understand, going back to this whole mess that they're creating, I want you to understand it's fabricated. It needs to be condemned. We need to bring in lawful officials that understand the situation. We need to get this criminal administration out of the mix, and we need to expose them and bring every single one of them to justice. Because I, for one, I'm tired of diplomacy, and diplomacy is seduction in another guise. I am all for judgment, friends, that preserves the liberties that we still have today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Well, don't ever lay to my charge, friends, that this is gossip radio, because it is not that. I went into a store this morning. Boy, this gets me neither. I went into a store this morning, grabbed a couple things, and I looked at this young kid, probably about 15 or 16 years old, kind of a tall, skinny string bang, and I seen his little hand. I'm 6'5", so everybody's small, right? Unless you're 7'5". or you're an Anakin.
Anakin,
yeah. And I looked at this young man, pull out his little wallet, and I just remembered being at that age. And I remembered that when I was thinking about myself in his particular shoes, I was thinking to myself, but I'm not facing what he's now facing. And the fact of the matter is, and I say this all the time, especially to radio shows when I'm being interviewed, if we don't bless our posterity today, they're going to be there to curse us tomorrow. I'm not doing it so I can be blessed tomorrow by our posterity because we bless them today. There are kids. These are our kids. And it just reinforced in my heart the reason I do what I do. I'm not playing games. and just have a little fun with you. As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, friends, for those that didn't know, and you're a new listener, me and Stephanie, we quit the kindergarten.
That's right. Absolutely flat out walked out.
Yeah, we said that's enough.
Want to know why? Because they had recess.
That's right. We don't play.
We don't play. We stopped.
In all seriousness.
That's why we're so smart.
In all seriousness, it really did when I looked at him. It just got me. It's just one of those got me moments, and it reinforced the very reasons I do what I do today.
Well, it just goes to show you that, you know, either your posterity is going to bless you or curse you. Even John Adams said, you know, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom, and I'll pray you make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Now we're looking at what their posterity gave to us. We're here blessed, and we're reveling in the freedom that we have and everything that we enjoy, because many women, men and women have laid down their lives to give us this freedom. So we look at the future generations, we look at our posterity, well, are they going to bless us or are they going to curse us? And in many cases, like what's going on in our country today, they're going to be cursing us. They're going to say, hey, where were you when this took place? I haven't think about that. Where was the people when, you know, in 1973, we're talking about Roe v. Wade, and we're talking about taking prayer out of schools and so on. Where were the people to stand up that should have stand up? Are your kids going to say, hey, Dad, Mom, when this was going on, did you fight against it? Did you stand up? Did you do something about the problems that you see? Because if not, your children are going to look at you and say, look at what I'm going to have to deal with now, and my kids are going to have to deal with now because you didn't deal with it.
Yeah, they serve the same God, but it's going to be a lot harder to get out of the
deeper hole.
That's exactly right. That has been dug for their future. And the fact of the matter is, you know, like I said, in this country, there's absolutely no excuse for where we're at today. And if everybody that has taken responsibility, I rest assured that you're sitting there nodding your head right now saying, nope, I totally agree. I totally agree.
That's been a common theme. In fact, I was just talking with someone not too long ago. He was kind of getting me fired up in a good way. He was saying, you know, I blame the condition of the world today upon the church because the church is not doing its job. And I reminded him that John Adams said the church is the moral compass of society. But we have to make distinction between the true children of God, the true church, and the professed Christian. And remember, the church is not just the building. The church is the body of believers. So, you know, when you're talking to people across the country, the same theme he was saying, you know, a lot of that's going around. I was talking to a couple different people, and the condition of the world today we can blame because the church has not done its job. Rather than leading the way, it's followed the world. Rather than taking a stand on the issues of today, such as homosexuality, abortion, so on and so forth, they cower down. In fact, I was just talking to a man a couple days ago, maybe even yesterday. He said, you know, we were doing this Right for Life thing in our area, and he brought it up to his pastor and said, well, how come you don't speak out against this? And he said, well, I don't speak on anything political. And he thought, well, what is wrong with America today? These are moral issues. When it comes to the life and the death of innocent unborn babies in the womb, they're moral issues. When it comes to homosexuality, it's a moral issue. And, you know, we look at our founding forefathers. Many of them had seminary degrees. All the principles that our foundations of our country were based upon were found in the Bible. So when you go and say, well, I don't speak on anything political, it's because the church has not gotten into the affairs of government that we find ourselves in the situation we are.
Sisters, you cannot have one without the other.
That's right. Now, all right, I'm going to go to...
go ahead and share. We'll get to the second hour. We will get to what we were talking about.
That's true. We'll close up
back
this hour.
Back to the old past. We'll go to the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. What was it like then in contrast to what is it like today?
That's right. And for you new listeners out there, as Bradley mentioned, over the past 3 weeks, we've got several different affiliates from across the nation. So welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You're getting a good jolt in the, you know, I don't know, smack in the face right now in a good sort of way, because light exposes darkness, and that's what we're doing here. We're speaking forth the truth boldly, as many men and women are afraid to do. We say, no, listen, if God be for us, who could be against us? We're fighting for our rights as Americans and citizens, but also with Christ in the head of us, going back to the old paths. And for those of you that say, listen, I'm not really familiar with you guys, please go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley's been highlighting several of our articles over the first hour here. But you have an opportunity to become a son or daughter of Liberty. But those of you who are currently sons or daughters of Liberty, we really appreciate your support. And it's not cliche to say that we cannot do this without your support. So please do check out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the button where it says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is where you faithfully support who we are and what we do on a monthly basis. And that gives us the foundation to be able to go out and seek and save that which is lost, which is where our heart is. Now also, please check out our store. Our store has many different different products. In fact, when you go on our website, you'll see kind of this ever-changing plethora on there showing all the different products in our stores. We've got CDs. We've got books. We've got DVDs, brand new shirts. We've got so many great shirts out there. People just absolutely love them. We've got ball caps. We've got Sons of Liberty mugs. There is something for everyone, and we appreciate all the people who have been ordering and been, you know, sending in and saying, listen, I want to get your supplies, because you can always do something. Never give yourself the excuse of, I can't reach out to that person, or I can't talk to my coworker or my family member. Listen, give them a book. Give them a CD. Give them a DVD. Do a home group. Play it at your church. Play it at your tea party. Or better yet, get the Sons of Liberty to come to your area. And if you'd like us to come to your area, you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Remember, as Martin Luther King Jr. rightfully said, the time is always right to do the right thing. And for those of you that say, well, listen, maybe I want to just give a one-time donation, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And what we're going to do is highlight the fact that you can be giving just a one-time donation to as well. All your donations are tax deductible. Now, I'm going to move on to something. We'll probably say this again first part of next hour, but I want to give you, we're going to be going into the 1930s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, telling you how things have changed. And when you go back and look, sometimes it's jaw-dropping, like, wow. I mean, this is how much a car costs. This is how much a house costs. This is what was popular back then. But we're going to hear a good word from Grandma, and I'm going to give you this. I'll probably read it again at the top of the hour, but for those of you who are listening, you can hear it twice because it's that good. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. The grandma replied, well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen food, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not yet invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and man hadn't yet walked on the moon. That's another radio show. Your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother. Until I was 25, I called every man older than I, sir. We were born before gay rights, computer dating, dual careers.
Gays don't have rights.
That's right. Groups and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was an even bigger privilege. We thought fast food was something people ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers are people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, and not purchasing condominiums. We had never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember a kid blowing out his brains listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5- and 10-cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. You could buy one new Chevy Coupe for $600, but who could afford one? And that was too bad because gas was only 11 cents a gallon. In my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We're the last generation to actually believe that the lady needed a husband to have a baby. No wonder why people call us old and confused and say there's a generation gap. And how old do you think I am? This woman would be 78 years old.
Wow.
Amen.
Well, so there's some validity about going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to hour two, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.